Congresswoman Moore says passage of what's known as the Second Chance Act marks a turning point in the tough-on-crime approach that has fueled a boom in prison building while ignoring the needs of released prisoners.
Prisoners are returning to Wisconsin cities and streets, and they're not, you know, in jail forever. And given this, it is in the best interest of our communities to be prepared for their return so that they can, in fact, reintegrate, be productive citizens, be helpful to their families and children.
The bill includes grant money for a wide range of services aimed at helping ex-offenders do just that. Julie Kirksick of the Milwaukee-based New Hope Project says most of the funds target the two problems that are the biggest barriers to the ex-offenders her organization works with.
Drug treatment for anyone who requests it, and help with finding jobs. So it would help states, it would help localities, it would help nonprofit organizations because it would put planning money and actual program money on the table.
The bill still has to pass the Senate, but Congresswoman Moore says if it does, it will help Wisconsin and especially her urban district save money in the long run by reducing the state's prison population. She says the federal dollars poured into reentry programs will help prevent the thousands of young, mainly African American men now in Wisconsin prisons from reoffending. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.